The silent majority is no longer silent. It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, it's the final 3 hours of the InfoWars 34-hour live broadcast to stop World War III. And I have to say that where we stand right now, it does look like we are going to avoid it. Of course, depending on where you're getting your information and your news, you might feel differently. But it does look like at least Trump has toned down his rhetoric regarding a strike in Syria. However, you've got outlets like Newsweek and other liberal outlets saying that it's time for France, Britain, and the U.S. to team up and strike Syria. And then they're calling on Macron to be the one that has to lead that charge. So it's all about pressure right now that the media is applying to politicians to try to get their way, which of course isn't their way. It's the deep state globalist way that runs them. A perfect example is everything we've seen this week in the media to try to goad Trump into firing Mueller or firing Rosenstein. And so then you have Rosenstein basically come out today and say, I'm ready to be fired. Here I stand, ready to be fired. You have leaked Democrat emails that show that they're planning nationwide protests over Mueller being fired. So Democrats planning riots, just like they did at the Trump rally in Chicago and then bragged about it, and Project Veritas exposed it with undercover tape. DOJ did nothing. Mainstream media on the left didn't even report on it. But developing around all of that, you have the Office of the Inspector General. Now, this is a 39-page document that just got released today. Here it is. Here is the nice juicy. So I haven't had time to go through this entire thing. I basically briefed through it and then read some of the stories about it. And it's everything we already knew about Andrew McCabe, who's been fired. But it documents it and, again, makes it beyond refute. So, yes, McCabe blew it on the Clinton investigation, and he was lacking in his communication skills as far as the details and communications of those investigations while they were ongoing. So then the question becomes, was McCabe just totally incompetent, totally inept, or was he consciously trying to sabotage the investigation into Hillary Clinton to protect her as one of the prized members of the globalist deep state that runs Washington, D.C.? And it's crazy to be sitting here today because is Mueller trying to goad Trump into firing him as well? Is that the next plan for the Democrats? Because the Russian collusion had already fallen on its face. Now it's blowing up because Trump is threatening World War III with Russia, against Russia, talking about striking Syria, something totally against Russia's interest. Then again, so is the U.S. having a strong stock market, the U.S. exporting oil, the U.S. expelling diplomats, Russian diplomats. So it doesn't matter that he's already proven he's not colluding with Russia and there's never been any evidence, there's never been any case. It's a total false narrative to try to bring Trump down. Then they know that the Russian collusion thing isn't working. So Mueller illegally goes into Cohen's home, hotel, and office, takes as much information as possible, says it's over some porn star debate. And then the Democrats say, we're planning nationwide protests in case he fires Mueller. Was that their next step? Go Trump into firing Mueller, then say, hey, look, he's obstructing justice. He must be impeached.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Pendulum is swinging back in our favor. What are the globalists going to do? What is the deep state going to do? Of course, we already know. They're going to try to sue us into oblivion. They're going to try to fabricate falsehoods about us, against us. They're going to put Trump into a corner so that he has to at least pretend to consider starting World War III with Russia. They have to put Trump in a corner and America in a corner by having a lawless, boundaryless, answers to no one, above everyone investigator, Robert Mueller, who is now going so far beyond his investigative means because he's Lord Mueller, above the president, unelected. And is he now trying to bait Trump into firing him so that the Democrats can then say Trump obstructed justice, he must be impeached, and launch their next wave of street protests and riots against President Trump and this republic? Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. I'll be with you in the entirety of the first hour. Roger Stone then joins me in the second hour. And then Joel Gilbert is going to be taking over host duties for me in the third hour with Larry Kleiman from FreedomWatchUSA.com. And they're going to be breaking down some other latest developments in the political world here. I'm sure Roger Stone is going to want to talk about the latest stories coming out about him and Randy Credico, where Credico is now working with Michael Isakov and others to try to stab Roger Stone in the back. At least that's my preliminary research on this, but we'll go to Roger with his update on that scenario in the second hour. Now, the big news that is catching everyone's attention, at least at this moment, is that the Office of the Inspector General of the DOJ, Michael Horowitz, has released a report of investigation of certain allegations relating to former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. And the New York Times has published this as well as Time Magazine. I'm sure it's on Infowars.com now as well. But this just came out. I have not been able to read through it. I did thumb through some of it. It's pretty much everything you would expect. Yes, McCabe is in cahoots with Comey and Obama's DOJ and FBI and everyone. They let Clinton off the hook. You know, here's the craziest thing. And I don't even know if this is the craziest thing. It's all so crazy right now. But you think about how corrupt the Obama DOJ was and the Obama FBI was in just handling the Hillary Clinton investigation. And just think about what we know. So we already know how corrupt the Obama DOJ was when it came to investigating Hillary Clinton or not investigating Hillary Clinton, writing her off. Then how corrupt the Obama administration was when they politicized branches of the government and bureaucracies like the IRS, the DOJ, and the FISA courts to then spy on the opposition candidate, Donald Trump. And then you have to wonder, as some are alleging, was Michael Cohen's raid by the FBI, which is illegal, a lot of people are speculating, was that more opposition research? Going into Michael Cohen's home, offices, hotel room to get as much opposition research on Trump as possible. Then you have John Brennan tweeting about President Trump saying that he's basically collapsing, his time is over. No, that's the globalists. You can tell they're panicking. They're planning riots in the streets if Trump fires Mueller, even though they're trying to get Trump to fire Mueller. They put that message out in the media every day, and then Mueller is, I mean, the guy's breaking the law. The guy is totally lawless. I mean, this is out of control. Russian collusion. Where is it? Where's the evidence? He has nothing. That's why he has to get every document he possibly can on Donald Trump from his attorneys. That's why he's looking at allegations involving porn stars that happened before he was even in office. And then you have the Comey interview with the Clinton operative from day one from the failed war room, George Stephanopoulos, George Step on All of Us. And then Comey comes out with his book and the interview. Trump's a mob boss. You know, he had me scared, all this nonsense about Trump, and you're just like, you. And then there's the Democrats in 2016, October 2016, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, the leading voices, the leading faces of the Democrat Party, all saying James Comey essentially should be fired. In more or less words, every Democrat in October 2016 thought James Comey should be fired and was not the guy for the job. Then Trump fires James Comey, and they're outraged. Yeah, Comey, I don't know whether Trump was with prostitutes peeing on each other or not. Well, shoot. I mean, I don't know if James Comey is a Barney the dinosaur. I mean, I don't know if James Comey isn't, you know, eating young children. I don't know. Does James Comey like to put on a onesie and pretend he's the Easter Bunny every night? I don't know. It could be that James Comey wears a onesie every night and pretends he's the Easter Bunny. I don't know, Crute. Do you guys? Nobody knows. Does James Comey wear a onesie and pretend he's the Easter Bunny every night? Lordy, who knows? Lordy, James Comey likes to pretend he's Santa Claus, dresses up like Santa Claus. On July 15th, James Comey puts on a onesie and acts like an Easter Bunny. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. Just like James Comey doesn't know if Trump was with prostitutes peeing on each other. But here's the lie. He knows damn well that never happened. Just like everyone else. And I said this at the beginning of the week, and it's more evident now than ever. We are at the crossroads. We are at the crossroads. That's why we did a 34-hour emergency transmission to stop World War III. Looks like the crossroads of World War III with Russia are not going to end up in a war right now. We'll see what happens. The deep state's never going to stop trying. But we're also at a crossroads when it comes to, I don't even know what you would say. I mean, it's politics in America, but it's everyone in the deep state. You name the names, you know who they are. The Comeys, the Clintons, the Brennans, the Clappers, the Schumers, the Pelosis, the Waters, the same people that have been corrupting this government for decades. And they're all against President Trump, and they're all doing everything they can to try to bring him down. And then Trump today pardons an ex-Dick Cheney aide, Scooter Libby, And you wonder, is that a sign? Is Trump about to pardon everyone that Mueller's going to try to bring down in this witch hunt of investigation? Flynn, Manafort, whoever else he tries to drum up charges against here or indictments against. Robert Mueller, the man who's lawless, the man who can do whatever he wants with your money, your tax dollars, the full will and power of the federal government behind him, unelected, above Donald Trump. No, we didn't elect you, Robert Mueller. And so now, again, here's the crossroads. So does Trump allow Mueller to continue his lawless activity, his lawless investigation, totally above the government, above the law, above the republic? Or does Trump fire Mueller only to see the Democrats say you have to be impeached and riot in the streets? I mean, what does Trump do?
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60 plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
Did President Trump nearly fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller in December 2017 after the publication of some fake news? According to a New York Times article published this week, Trump told advisors to fire Mueller following reports the Special Counsel's office subpoenaed his bank records. The Times reported that Trump believed the subpoenas crossed a red line he'd set for the Mueller probe. The stories about the bank subpoenas, which appeared in the Wall Street Journal, Reuters, and Bloomberg, turned out to be inaccurate, and the outlets issued a correction, noting the subpoenas were for bank records of Trump associates. This week, the president tweeted, "If I wanted to fire Robert Mueller in December, as reported by the failing New York Times, I would have fired him. Just more fake news from a biased newspaper." And this isn't the first time that the New York Times has reported that the president considered firing Mueller. The Times reported that the president demanded White House counsel Don McGahn fire Mueller in June 2017, but Trump backed down after McGahn threatened to resign. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
As Robert Mueller walks into the valley of the shadow of death, only to hope that Trump will fire him for his total unconstitutional activity, so that way the Democrats can get their riots in the streets and their impeachment of President Trump. And while we were very adamant about stopping World War III over Syria with Russia, which would then bring Iran in, and of course then bring in Israel, and then the whole system goes to war. So we launched the 34-hour live broadcast spectacular, which ends at 6 o'clock today here Central. But you think about it again. This is what the Democrats want right now. Russian collusion failed. Stormy Daniels failed. Heck, Trump is racist, failed. Misogynist, failed. Xenophobic, failed. So they've got nothing. All of their old calling cards have failed. And so they're in panic. And so John Brennan goes on Twitter and lambasts President Trump about how he's about to be removed from office, when it's the power structure that John Brennan worked for, the deep state, the globalists, that are losing power, that are in trouble. And so Mueller goes crazy, raids Trump's lawyer's house, office, and hotel. Democrats on and liberal media put the talking point out there. Is Trump going to fire Mueller? Is Trump going to fire Mueller? Is Trump going to fire Mueller? To try to make it a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then, assuming that they're going to get their way by Mueller going totally rogue, by the propaganda and psychological warfare happening in the media, they then assume they can get Trump to do what they want, which is fire Mueller. So they've got the whole thing planned out and ready in all the Democrat emails that got leaked, that the exclusive is on Daily Caller, where they're now planning riots if Trump fires Mueller. Now, think about the fact that you have Mark Zuckerberg on the Hill testifying all week for what? Oh, because Facebook collects your data? Wow. I had no idea. Tell me more, Mark Zuckerberg. Yes, Hugh Upman. We take your Hugh Upman data and share it. 10010 Zuckerberg. Senator, human, senator. Okay, whatever. Fine. Facebook collects the data. Facebook sells the data. They bragged about it when Obama did it. When Trump does it, he's a criminal. But he's on the Hill for 2 days testifying not under oath. Facebook. I hate Facebook. I'm not a fan of Zuckerberg. Facebook doesn't make you go on their platform. Facebook is not the government. Does Facebook engage in political censorship? Absolutely. Is it a problem? For sure. But it's not the biggest problem. He's not even under oath when he's testifying. You know who needs to testify under oath? Robert Mueller. That's who needs to be sat in front of a joint committee and questioned for 4 or 5 hours, is Robert Mueller. And you know why they don't do that? You know why Robert Mueller doesn't have to testify under oath? Because his entire rest of investigation would be ripped to threads. And I highlighted how that would go yesterday. It's very simple. You start at the roots. You can dismember Robert Mueller's investigation from its very roots, which was the Clinton created and paid for Trump dossier written up by Russian intelligence officials, which they then use to say Trump's colluding with Russia. So Clinton colludes with Russia, buys opposition research from Russian intelligence officials. They make it up and say that he has hookers peeing on him in a hotel. Then the Democrats and the media run with that, saying it proves Russian collusion. Robert Mueller investigates the entire Russian collusion narrative, even though the entire thing was fabricated to protect Hillary Clinton. And this has been going on for a year and a half and cost us millions and millions of dollars. But no, Mark Zuckerberg is on the Hill testifying. Worthless. By the way, Did you see he was sitting on a booster seat? You can't. You know what? I think Mark Zuckerberg, a booster seat is not going to help him. But I think Alpha Power at InfoWarsStore.com might be what Mark Zuckerberg needs. Certainly not an alpha male. Well, he might not even be male. He might be an android. Regardless, we do have Alpha Power. There's the booster seat. Oh, my gosh. We need to put, like, the Democrat logo on that or something. Or, like, Hope and Change or something, like some Obama logo. Totally propped up by the CIA. Facebook is a CIA front. Or, no, I'm sorry, DARPA front. Let me tell you something. You know what? Here's the meme challenge of the day at War Room Memes. At War Room Memes on Twitter, take Zuckerberg's booster seat and put the DARPA logo on it. Or any logo you want. Who do you think props up Mark Zuckerberg? To me, it's DARPA and the CIA that created Facebook. And then who knows how Zuckerberg ends up being involved with it. It's really irrelevant. It's a DARPA creation. So the meme challenge of the day at War Room Memes, meme Mark Zuckerberg's booster seat. I say DARPA. That's DARPA propping him up. Anyway, we're propped up by our audience at InfoWarsStore.com. We don't have some government bureaucracies that support us. In fact, they want to take us down. We don't have big money donors coming in here. In fact, the George Soroses of the world and others try to sue us into oblivion. Fund people like David Brock to make things up about us. But it doesn't matter because we rely on you at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got specials going right now. And this is about to run out. 25% off Survival Shield X2. 25% off Survival Shield X2. That special is not going to last much longer as we have a limited run of Survival Shield X2. So we've got to take the special off that because we have a limited supply ourselves. Don't forget about some of the other specials, including Cell Force at 50% off. Bod Ease is 25% off the Ultimate Turmeric product. You've also got the Immune Gargle, which is 50% off all sizes, and that is the new Super Silver spray that has colloidal silver and nascent iodine in there. Freshens your breath. It can help with a sore throat, what have you. There it is right there, 33% off. And, of course, how about this? I didn't even know. This is a new special? Get an Alexa Pure free with a 3-month food supply purchase. That is a great special right there. So you get the Alexa Pure air filter, which is the best air filter you can find, free with a 3-month emergency food supply. Now, I hope you don't need emergency food. I hope we don't go, the Alexa Pure water filter. I hope we don't have to go to war and you don't need emergency food supply and emergency iodine supplies. But because we're realist and we know that this is the current state of the world, we have those options available for you at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, it all goes to supporting us and expanding our broadcast. All right, we'll be right back on the other side. I'm going to do a news blitz. Don't miss it.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. Having sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nanosilver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Throw away your television.
All right. We've got the meme of the day challenge at War Room Memes on Twitter. I just had our social media guy send me one. Hey, send that to the at War Room Memes on Twitter so that we can retweet that. That is, oh my gosh. Well, your submissions are coming in. Yeah, there was my idea. DARPA's propping him up. It's Mark Zuckerberg with his little booster seat. The little guy. Mark Zuckerberg needed a booster seat, but we're memeing it, and you're putting anyone's logo you think there that you think is propping him up. Or, again, the social media department over here submitted one to me that I think hopefully that maybe they won't retweet it, but it's pretty funny. Also a little bit, well, we'll just leave it at that. I'm about to do a news blitz here, but I want to just make this statement before I go into this news blitz, because a lot of times I'm pretty calm right now. I've had about half a cup of coffee, so I'm pretty docile. I haven't really raised my voice yet, but a lot of times I do raise my voice. And in fact, yesterday was one of those times, and I had somebody reach out to me, and it's always friends and family that listen, and they're like, hey, you know, maybe try to calm down sometimes when you're on air. Maybe don't try to yell so much. You might be turning a lot of people off. You know, the information is obviously good, but because you're yelling, some people might not hear it. And I hear you, and you're probably right. I wish I didn't yell so much. Trust me, when you hear yourself yell, you sound like a madman. But the thing is that I can't help it. I'm not up here acting. I'm not up here trying to put on some, you know, some display of anger. It's that I'm just living in real time, understanding what's going on, reading the news. And it's like when you read the news and you just rehash everything you already know, the frustration just keeps building. The lies keep building and it just piles up. And then, yes, I get mad and I start yelling. I can't help it. We have cold-blooded killers and liars that run our country. And I'm sorry that I get a little bit upset up here and start yelling. But for as many people I think that get turned off by the yelling, I think there's that many more people that like it. And those are the people that are meek who need our voice more than anyone else. So I just want to apologize in advance if I do start yelling in this segment. That is not my intention. But when you read some of this news, you tend to get a little angry. At least I do. So let me just go on with this news blitz right now. James Comey, in his interview with the Clinton operative, fake news operative from day one, George Steponolivus. I keep seeing this. It's on Drudge, too. They're misspelling his name. It's Steponolivus. Do I have to spell this out for you? Steponolivus. It's not Stephanopoulos. Who came up with that? It's step on all of us. So just, you know, come on, guys. So step on all of us and Lion Comey, two Clinton operatives get together for the globalist ABC News to run a total hit piece against Donald Trump, make him out to be the bad guy, the devil, the mob boss, all of this stuff, when that's everything they are. Here's what you need to learn. Everything that, I'm not saying Trump is perfect. You know what? In fact, don't even think about Trump here. Don't even think about Trump other than the fact he's being used in this attack. But don't actually think about Trump. Everything that they say about Trump, they're guilty of. Colluding with Russia, they're guilty of. Mob bosses, they're guilty of. Sexual predators, they're guilty of. Fake news, they're fake news. Racist, they're racist. Misogynist, they're misogynist. A threat to this country, they are a threat to this country. So forget about if Donald Trump is any or all or none of those things. And just think about this. Anyone that's accusing Trump of anything, that's what they are. That's what John Brennan is when he tweets out about his empire coming down. No, John Brennan, it's your globalist empire that stole the American government that's coming down. But that's why they aim it at President Trump. It's all projection. It's all projection. Everything that they are, they project onto Trump so that you look at Trump and don't look at them. And that's what all of this is with George Steponolivus and James Comey. And so James Comey says, it's possible Trump was with hookers peeing on each other. It's possible. It's possible that James Comey likes to give himself a Dutch oven every night before he goes to bed. I mean, it's possible. It's possible that James Comey hops around in a onesie every night and eats carrots and thinks he's the Easter Bunny or a Bugs Bunny. It's possible. I mean, how many other things do I have to say could be possible about James Comey? They could be possible. I don't know. I don't know what James Comey does with that carrot before he eats it. I don't know. It could be possible. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying it's possible. Don't look at me. It's possible. Leaked emails reveal that Democrats are planning nationwide protest over Mueller being fired, which they believe is imminent. So this is all self-fulfilling prophecy. They psychologically attack in the media, say, Trump fire Mueller, Trump fire Mueller, Trump fire Mueller, Trump fire Mueller. Then they have Mueller go totally rogue and illegally get documents from Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen. And so they use that to then assume that they can get Trump to fire Mueller. And then they have it all planned out, and they've got their riots ready to go, and the Democrats are emailing all their constituents, get ready to riot. Trump's about to fire Mueller, the God Emperor, who has no laws, answers to no one. He's above you, you little bitch. Oh. You don't think this could happen to you, do you? Just think about the dangerous precedent that is set when Robert Mueller can go and get documents from anyone he wants for any reason he wants. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. No due process, no privacy, nothing. No right to legal counsel. Mueller is above the Constitution, he's above the Republic, and this is their hero. And John Brennan tweets out, your caucusocracy is collapsing after its lamentable journey. As the greatest nation history has known, you tried to destroy it. We have the opportunity to emerge from this nightmare stronger and more committed. See, now I'm getting mad. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to try not to yell today. I don't like getting gaslit by some Wahhabist, John Brennan. This is John Brennan gaslighting America right now. John Brennan and his cronies have been taking a dump on this country for decades, destroying this country. See, that's what I'm saying. They think America's so stupid. The nerve of John Brennan to say that Trump is the one trying to bring the country down and this is a nightmare. So a nightmare to these people is record job growth, record stock market, record wage increases, trade negotiations being fair again, having a border, having an American public that's actually awake and caring about politics. That's all a nightmare to John Brennan. John Brennan hates you. John Brennan hates America. John Brennan hates the fact that he and his corrupt cronies and everything that they've built to destroy you, destroy your family, destroy your future, and destroy this country is coming to an end because you got off your ass and voted for Trump. And he can't stand it. So then he projects it onto Trump and says, your empire is coming to an end, even though it's his corrupt deep state globalist empire that is defeated and crumbling right now. And so, yeah, you know what? I get a little mad when John Brennan tries to gaslight me on Twitter and tell me that it's a nightmare when America's back. It's a nightmare that we have a president that wants to put America first. No, John Brennan, you are a nightmare. You are a disaster. And if there is any justice in this world, and if God exists, you will rot in hell right next to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama for the rest of your eternity. More news on the other side. This is The War Room. We'll be right back.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in, we'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus 5-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Senator Rand Paul is warning that the Trump haters at the FBI still have their top secret security clearance. The senator is demanding that exposed enemies of President Trump should be fired. Paul tweeted out a copy of a response he was sent in March to an earlier letter where he asked whether FBI agent Peter Strzok and FBI lawyer Lisa Page still had security clearances. And the response from FBI Assistant Director Gregory Brower reads, "All FBI employees must maintain a top secret security clearance." On a Fox News appearance, Senator Paul warned that this potentially means that the exposed officials who called Trump an idiot and a loathsome human and talked about an FBI secret society and an insurance policy for if Trump was elected can still access information regarding the investigation, posing a potential threat to national security. Paul said Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were exposed as enemies of President Trump and they need to be fired. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%. Then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. BrainForce takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually or together. They're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and real red pill today.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, news blitz time here in the War Room, as we are always. Time is just a valuable thing around here as we try to squeeze it all in. We did a 34-hour live broadcast, which concludes at 6 p.m. Central. And we still can't even cover all the news because there's so much to cover. So I'm just going to, you know what, let me start right here. So you've already got the stories about the Navy and such moving towards the border of Syria. And, of course, Trump saying he's going to strike hasn't yet, but we do have a presence out in the sea near the border of Syria. And then today you already had Russia say it's a false flag and in fact say it didn't even happen. Now Russia has come out and saying that the chemical attack was staged by Britain and it has proof. Now, I've been saying that I believe that the poisoning that happened in Britain was staged by Britain to blame on Russia. Now you have this instance. And to me, it's not about, oh, how can you trust the Russians, the dirty Ruskies? No, it's why don't we just look at things and look at evidence and look at common sense and logic? Instead of coming into every situation with this pre-founded hatred or notion, why can't you just look at the fruit? It's the same thing with Trump. It's like they can't accept everything good Trump has done. They can't accept that the entire deep state corrupt government that they claim to hate is against Trump. So they just double down, triple down, quadruple down, quintuple down, octuple down on all of their hatred for Trump and just ignore fact, ignore reality because they're so committed to hatred. It's the same thing, well, of course, with the deep state in Russia, I guess it's the same thing, but it's more a geopolitical thing at that point. It's just they hate Russia because Russia is not going to go into a globalist one world government. So they hate Russia for that. So then they paint Russia as the boogeyman. And Russia's not taking it anymore. And then another example of the tolerant left and the lying media. Tourists robbed at knife point of Make America Great Again hat in Union Square. So this is in New York. Authorities say the 18-year-old from Denmark was walking into Union Square subway when a man removed his Make America Great Again hat and went on to get robbed at knife point. Because when you walk around as a Trump supporter, then you know what it's like to be hated and looked on with scorn. No. I should not cover this. I should not cover this, guys, from the College Fix. College hosts no whites allowed pool party. Look, I only get into all this racist crap because I have to correct the fake news on it and because we have to call out the double standard of it. So it's like, they say, oh, Trump supporters are violent. You wear a Trump hat out, you get stabbed. White people are racist against black people. And yet there's all these exclusive events, websites, what have you, for black people, nothing for white people. And so now college hosts, no whites allowed pool party. Now, I don't give a damn. If I'm walking down my college campus and you know, I see someone say, oh, you're not allowed at my pool party, whitey. I'd say, okay, bye. Not that big of a deal to me. But the point is, if you had the different angle and you had a whites-only pool party, you had a no-blacks pool party, well, you'd be the most hated individual at the school because the media would come after you. And you'd be the worst person in the world and the biggest racist in the world. But if you want to have a no-whites pool party, then you're a hero. Then you're accepted. I don't care either way, and I believe you have the constitutional right if you want to have a racist party. That's your right to do that. You won't have any friends, so that's fine. Gun rights advocate not allowed to speak at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High. So Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA was invited to speak at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas by one of the victims who had dead siblings, and he got rejected. He's not allowed to. Now, how much you want to bet if Michael Moore got invited to speak at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, he'd be allowed? You want to take that bet? Only if you want to lose money. Drivers using mobile phones could be fined without even knowing they've been caught. Oh, that's just great. First of all, you can't fine me or arrest me for using a mobile phone while driving anyway. Okay? That's illegal. That's an invasion of privacy. Stay the hell out my car. See, the government just has to get involved in everything, don't they? When does it stop? Stops right here in America, that's where. Right here. So, this is not in America, by the way. This is in Australia. But it'll come here. They already will write you a ticket in this country for driving with your phone, even if you're not doing it. Because they don't really know. They can only assume. Just gonna leave it at that. Not gonna get any personal stories, but you know that's what goes on. New DUI policy, refuse breath test, cop will seek instant warrant for blood test. Oh, well, that's great. Now, look, here's the thing. People say, oh, like the other day I covered a story about a high school student getting arrested for having a gun on campus, and I was fired up, and they're like, oh, what? Schroyer wants every student to carry a gun. No, I'm saying we have to stand up for our rights. I'm saying if they set a precedent where you can't carry a gun on school, they've just infringed on your Second Amendment right. We should have a debate. Now, if the school wants to have a policy that you can't have guns, okay, then handle that yourself. You shouldn't be arrested and forced to face a judge in a courtroom just because you're executing your Second Amendment right. Now, again, there's other legalities that come with that where you might end up in that kind of trouble, but not just for carrying a firearm. And now, but it's always the same thing. It's always an invasion of privacy. It's always chipping away at your rights. And so you say, oh, we lose a little bit here, we lose a little bit there, but in the name of safety, in the name of protection, and then you're whittled down to nothing. And then you have no safety, and you have no protection. Because freedom is your ultimate safety and your ultimate protection. But these, you know, I don't even want to get into it. It's just ridiculous. They'll write you a ticket for anything. You know, you can't even pick up an eagle feather in America. It's a felony. Do you know that? It's a felony to pick up an eagle feather. You could be walking around. You don't even know you pick up a feather. Oh, felony. Spy cameras could soon know what we're thinking and feeling simply by scanning our bodies. So now they've got this new spy tech that they're using. And it not only has a camera, but it has essentially infrared that can measure your brain waves, your body temperature and everything. And then they're going to say, uh-oh, he's mad. We need to go check him out or, you know, whatever the case may be. I don't know. Is it good or is it bad? I'm just telling you what's going on as we move into the total digital control grid. None opposing Katy Perry's purchase of Covenant appeals to Pope Francis. Well, you're not going to get a lick from Pope Francis. But you know what? I'll tell you what. Sister Rita Callahan, 80 years old, still fighting. What a fighter she is. You know what, guys? This may be a long shot, but let's reach out to Sister Rita Callahan for a guest. Can we do that? Let's reach out to Sister Rita Callahan and let's reach out to, well, I guess the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles won't talk to us. They're in Katy Perry's court on this one instead of Sister Rita Callahan, who's devoted 80 years of her life to the practice. They go with Katy Perry, who worships the devil. So Sister Rita Callahan has asked Pope Francis to intercede. He's silent on the issue. He's not going to help. He might be in the same tank as Katy Perry as far as the devil worshiping is concerned. Can't really be sure there. I'm like James Comey. I don't know. I don't know Pope Francis doesn't worship the devil. I'm just using the James Comey technique. I don't know. I just don't know. Are robots people? Europe isn't sure. So you already have the robot citizen in Saudi Arabia. Now Europe is debating what to do with robots and citizens, and then how are you going to do with this legally if they start, you know, maiming people or hurting people, and so now there's a whole legal precedent there too. What I'm afraid of, and this is like next level dystopian future here, but what I'm afraid of is that they bring these robots in, of course the robots are programmable, and they say, well, we have to give citizenship to these robots. They work. They're working hard, they're paying taxes, what have you. They're basically citizens now, so we have to make them citizens. Then all of a sudden, they're going to have the robots vote. And you know what that means? They're going to rig the election with one more element at their disposal. Robot citizens. Programmable robot citizens. Which they already thought you were. They already thought the American people were programmed robot citizens and that they could be programmed into going out and voting for Hillary Clinton. But we still had the spark of life in us, didn't we? We still had the spark of resistance and life in us, and we voted Trump, and the deep state is in total, total panic. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue, colloidal silver, and iodine fortified toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're at Freedom Command Central. Yes, it's the War Room. I'm joining you from sunny South Florida and in the control room in Austin, Texas, or in an undisclosed location in the Austin area, my colleague Owen Schroyer. Today was a very momentous day for those who support states' rights on the question of legalized marijuana. To help us break it down in the War Room over the next hour, we have not only Patrick Moore, a leading pro-hemp activist from California, but also Michael Bowen, a medical marijuana activist and the head of a nonprofit organization advocating medicinal marijuana in Florida. And then our own legal analyst, Tyler Nixon, helps us break down the developments of the last several days. Most significantly was the endorsement of John Boehner, the former Republican House Speaker, of states' rights on the question of medicinal marijuana. In fact, the former speaker went even further, saying that he supported outright overall federal legalization. This is a major piece of momentum for the pro-cannabis movement. Now, we have an extraordinary set of circumstances which remind us that, like in the issue of Syria initially, the old Donald Trump from the campaign, the Donald Trump who proposed his support for states' rights on the question of legalized medicinal marijuana and said that he supported medicinal, to use his words, 1,000%, is back. Some of you may know that under the Obama administration, the enforcement of federal marijuana laws in the states that had some form of legalization, either for medicinal or recreational use, that would be 29 states overall and 9 states recreationally, would the federal government stood down under the Obama administration. Recently, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has torqued up an effort to rescind the Cole memo and begin arresting people for the use of state legalized marijuana. At least he would authorize his U.S. attorneys to do so. A congressman who met with Sessions recently told me that he couldn't get to the question of FISA warrants because the aging attorney general was obsessed with marijuana, shaking his finger in his hand, in his face. How much more obnoxious can that get? Valiantly, Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado was holding up all federal judiciary nominations until he had a guarantee from the president that the president would support his stated position in the campaign in support of states' rights and that Jeff Sessions' rescission of the Cole memo would not interfere with Colorado's highly successful medical marijuana industry. So for us, Senator Cory Gardner is the hero of the week because he got from President Trump a commitment that Trump would support legislation that protects state legalized marijuana and that essentially Jeff Sessions is defeated. This is an extraordinary blow to General John Kelly, to Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The last time I spoke to the president on this issue, he expressed his continued support for state legalized marijuana. Let the people decide. When he asked his attorney general what he thought he was doing, Sessions misled him by saying he was only opposed to recreational marijuana. Well, if you're going to let the states decide, you have to let the states decide. This historic deal over legalized marijuana ends the standoff over Justice Department nominees, but it also most likely ends the efforts by Jeff Sessions to violate the president's campaign promises and end the access to legalized marijuana for millions of Americans who use it. We'll be back to talk about all these issues with an all-star panel. This is The War Room.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're at The War Room. Before we get back to a chocolate there from my snack, I say, before we get back to the question of state legalized marijuana, I want to urge you now to go to the InfoWars store. Recognize that we here at InfoWars face the greatest single threat to our existence ever, as the globalists have torqued up a campaign of lawfare, specious, baseless, meritless, but very expensive harassment lawsuits against InfoWars and Alex Jones. While we can fight these suits, and we will win in court, the expense is enormous. The purpose is harassment. They know that we here at InfoWars are the cutting edge. We are the tip of the spear. We are on the throats of the globalists. And they know it. That's why this extraordinary effort. So if you go to the site now, I want to point out my very favorite mind and body package. Perhaps I should be say body and mind. The red pill, an extraordinary vitamin and mineral combination. When paired with Brain Force Plus, a special offer normally worth $119, now available in this challenge package for $59.90. I've been doing this product now for a couple weeks and I have never felt better. It's no secret to those who watch InfoWars, listen to us on the radio, that I'm a big fan of Brain Force Plus. But now, when I have stacked it with the red pill, I have vitality like never before. But if you're not in the market for these products, let me point out, we have the entire Super Blue fluoride-free range of oral products that are a big, big favorite in the Stone household. We also have First Amendment t-shirts, our t-shirt of the month club, where you can get a t-shirt guaranteed to P.O. a liberal, guaranteed to get you a confrontation in a parking lot with some libtard punk. Get yours today. These are like a magnet. They draw the a-holes out of the woodwork. Also, you'll find kindred spirits, fellow patriots, info warriors who high-five you. So please go and look at our First Amendment-oriented t-shirt. Right now, we have a team of people locked in a room coming up with T-shirt slogans designed to aggravate liberals. I'm Roger Stone. You're at the right place. Our discussion today is largely focused on medicinal marijuana. Now, most of you know that Donald Trump is a teetotaler. I've never known the man to have a drink whatsoever. Not a martini, not a beer, not even a glass of wine. Literally, alcohol has never touched his lips. And he is certainly has no experience with marijuana. But he is a states' rights guy, and he recognizes that literally millions of Americans are getting medical relief for various health maladies through the use of legalized cannabis. And therefore, he took what I think was a historic position, a position that won him the votes of many younger voters and libertarian-oriented voters, when he said that he would let the states decide. And indeed, 29 states have decided, 9 of them legalizing across the board so-called recreational marijuana, the others setting up a regimen for the dispensation and sale of medicinal marijuana. Marijuana is being used in Israel to treat PTSD in their military. It's being used here very effectively to treat certain strains of epilepsy among children. The many, many benefits are extraordinary. As one whose father and grandfather both died of cancer and had to go through both chemotherapy and radiation, I can honestly say that I saw opioids, or the early derivatives of them, destroying their lives. And when one of my cousins from Norwalk, Connecticut, who's of the Italian-American extraction, suggested medicinal marijuana, that, hey, why don't you get your old man some pot? Why don't you get grandpa some pot? I did. And I saw his appetite increase, and I saw his mood increase, and I saw his ability to suffer his indignant pain increase. And that's why I'm a believer today. I've said here at InfoWars, and I mean it, Jeff Sessions' move to crack down on a multi-billion dollar industry that creates jobs and revenues in 29 states and provides medicine for literally millions of Americans could cost Donald Trump a number of swing states, so-called purple states. It would be an ignominious political and policy error for Donald Trump to not understand that this evil elf, Jeff Sessions, this demented hillbilly, this throwback to the Stone Age, who says good people don't smoke marijuana. No, Mr. Attorney General, sick people smoke marijuana. You senile old coot? This guy is blind. He's obsessed with marijuana, but he can't see the crimes at the IRS under Barack Obama. He can't see the crimes of Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton and Bill and Hillary Clinton's email server. He can't see the incredible corruption at the Clinton Foundation. He can't see the fact that a fake dossier was used to illegally and unconstitutionally rationalize the surveillance of the Republican candidate for president of the United States. No, Jeff Sessions has all the visual acuity of Stevie Wonder. This guy is as blind as can be, and he's living in another age. It's time for the president to let Mr. Sessions go. Now, as I have said previously, first the president must can Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Mr. Rosenstein is the man who approved the use of the fake rationale, the phony dossier, to justify surveillance warrants under FISA. He must be prosecuted for this crime, and he must spend some time in prison because no person is above the law. Now we know that Rosenstein also approved the FBI raids on Donald Trump's personal lawyer. Mr. Rosenstein has declared war on the president of the United States. It is essential that he be terminated and that an immediate FBI investigation or special prosecutor's investigation into his role in Uranium One, where he orchestrated the final cover-up as U.S. Attorney for Baltimore. No, Mr. Rosenstein must see the inside of a jail cell if we really have justice in this country. So those who are screaming about Russian collusion, those cackling about sending Trump associates to jail, McCabe, Comey, Mueller, Rosenstein, all targeted for prison, all clearly guilty of massive, obvious, documentable violations of law in the greatest single financial treasonous scandal in American history, Uranium One. That's why they're so desperate now to distract us with a war in Syria, to distract us by cracking down on Michael Cohen, who doesn't have anything to do with Russia or Russian collusion that matters. His public association with Felix Sater, whoever that is, someone I've never met, haven't been widely reported and benign. This is part and parcel of the same effort to remove this president. He is now seems to be reneging on his earlier threats to obliterate Syria with missile attacks. In other words, Kelly and the neocons, McMaster and the others have lost control. Donald Trump, the real Donald Trump, appears to be back. The non-interventionist, the man who heard us here in our 34-hour broadcast, a man who appears to understand that we are standing on the brink of war. So we have the return of the real Donald Trump. This is the Donald Trump that I worked so hard to make president and is now making me proud. 3% growth in the national economy, on the cusp of a peace deal over North Korea, where only toughness brought them to the table. And now, recognizing that the Syria gas attack is a phony MacGuffin, a false flag from the deep state and the neocons and hawks that he has surrounded himself with. I'm Roger Stone. You're at the right place at the War Room. And we'll be back and get back to the discussion of marijuana and the implications of both John Boehner's endorsement yesterday and this startling historic agreement between Senator Cory Gardner and Donald Trump regarding state legalized marijuana. You're at the War Room. I'll be right back.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting edge science, we are rolling out 3 new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Did President Trump nearly fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller in December 2017 after the publication of some fake news? According to a New York Times article published this week, Trump told advisors to fire Mueller following reports the Special Counsel's office subpoenaed his bank records. The Times reported that Trump believed the subpoenas crossed a red line he'd set for the Mueller probe. The stories about the bank subpoenas, which appeared in the Wall Street Journal, Reuters, and Bloomberg, turned out to be inaccurate, and the outlets issued a correction, noting the subpoenas were for bank records of Trump associates. This week, the president tweeted, "If I wanted to fire Robert Mueller in December, as reported by the failing New York Times, I would have fired him. Just more fake news from a biased newspaper." And this isn't the first time that the New York Times has reported that the president considered firing Mueller. The Times reported that the president demanded White House counsel Don McGahn fire Mueller in June 2017, but Trump backed down after McGahn threatened to resign. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Anyone
who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Difficulty here in our connection between sunny South Florida and our bunker in Austin, Texas, which is, of course, Freedom Command Central. Joining us now is Patrick Moore, who is a longtime pro-hemp activist in California. I believe we have him on the line. Patrick, welcome to the War Room.
Congratulations, Mr. Stone. It's an honor to be here today. Thank you.
Well, this has been an extraordinary 30 days, I would say, in the matter of legalized marijuana and cannabis, and, of course, the implications for hemp. Tell us about your organization, a little bit about your experience in fighting for this vital industry.
I've been on a 30-year campaign to try to right what I believe is one of the 20th century's greatest mistakes, giving up cannabis hemp as a resource and moving towards replacement, which largely became petroleum. So, yeah, we are more than delighted. You promised us a year ago we would see action. You said there would be good news before 420. You said there would be substantial action taken in the next 4 years, and I'm watching it all happen. You've not lied a bit yet. And we are excited by the Industrial Hemp Act put forward last week by Mitch McConnell, and we are even more excited or equally excited by this agreement made today with Gardner and the implications of that nationally. Because I've been assuring people that Trump's administration is not out to destroy this this commodity and this movement, despite everything Sessions says. I've been doing my best to calm everybody down here on the West Coast, as you told me I could, and you haven't lied a bit. Again, I'm honored to be working with you, and I think the next 3 years are going to be historic, as the last 30 days have been.
Well, Patrick, tell me your assessment of the stunning news that the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell would sponsor legislation essentially re-legalizing the hemp industry in this country.
I am on a ranch in the high desert prepping for that. What we can do with 20 or 30 acres with industrial hemp is substantial, and that's what I think the biggest loss was in the 20th century is we lost our agricultural base by taking away the most essential cash commodity. The industrial applications, I think I told you, I've been running my Mercedes-Benz on hemp oil for the last 10 years. It's purely symbolic. It has to come from Canada or Australia or China. But I do it to remind people that this could be a fuel. And it is a commodity that can make something like oil. It can make plastics. It can make something as strong as steel. Mercedes-Benz is making a lot of their cars out of cannabis today. They went industrial about the time California went medical, and I think they've got as good a gain of it as we have on the medical side. They've gotten on the industrial side. It's getting into hundreds of millions and soon to be billions of dollars in assets in industrial hemp. California and most of America could certainly use a piece of that commodity that is crisp and clean and environmentally balanced as well as very profitable.
Well, as you know, generally speaking, I'm in politics, and I've had an opportunity to pursue very few entrepreneurial opportunities, but I am the owner of a co-owner of a company which takes hemp and makes it into cloth that is far cheaper, less expensive, and more durable than cotton. So we are, of course, very excited about the McConnell legislation. This was indeed very good news today. I think most Americans don't realize that there was a time in America when both hemp and cannabis were perfectly legal. Thomas Jefferson wrote about the hours that he spent peacefully and enjoying smoking hemp on his veranda, surveying his properties. Benjamin Franklin had a pot of tea and hit the bong first thing virtually every morning. It is commonly known that our founding fathers, in many cases, understood both the medicinal and the relaxing qualities of cannabis. Far, far more people have, of course, been damaged by alcohol, which is legalized by the state and taxed and regulated by the state. The revenues alone that could be generated through legalized cannabis on a federal level, legal cannabis in all 50 states, is extraordinary. The job creation is extraordinary. Hemp, as you pointed out to me, Patrick, you can actually see engraved on our money a depiction of farmers farming hemp for harvest. This is grown in dirt because God wants you to have it. This is, I think, a worthwhile fight. So both hemp and cannabis having a monumental 30 days in the past week. I appreciate your reminding folks that that Donald Trump was a supporter of state legalized marijuana. He made that clear. General John Kelly and that evil elf, Jeff Sessions, a Dixiecrat throwback, a troglodyte, a caveman, a man who says good people don't use marijuana. No, Senator, but then you wouldn't know because you're not a good person. You have no compassion for the sickness and the dying who use cannabis to ease their suffering. You, sir, are not a good person. I don't know what you're talking about. But I do know this. You're trying to countermand the orders of the commander in chief. You're trying to shim-sham the president of the United States into believing you only oppose recreational marijuana, when in fact you want to kick the skids out of the entire medicinal marijuana industry and the millions of Americans who use it every day to ease their suffering or for legitimate health-oriented purposes. Patrick Moore, thanks for joining us here on the War Room. I'm experiencing some technical difficulty on this end, so it is with 2 minutes and change to go here. What do you see going forward for this industry, Patrick?
Oh, we're opening doors left and right on the daily. People are moving into this industry, but many are holding back to wait for that last level of legalization, and there's a floodgate waiting to open up. There's, again, substantial movement in the production of plastics. We reached a threshold in the last 6 months with more petroleum in the world being put towards plastics than it is fuel. And so my 10-year process of running my car on hemp oil is now turning into a process of making hemp plastics to showcase how quick and easy we can transform the economy into something sustainable. So as the we're just waiting for Mitch McConnell's bill to pass, and being Mitch, we're pretty sure it will. And then we're waiting for a federal, and we're working daily. And I've worked daily for the last year to develop the easiest formulation, the simplest steps Trump can take to end the war on cannabis and then enable and empower every American citizen to move forward in this industry in ways that will bless this country for the next 100 years. We can make America great again by making America hemp again.
I did hear a great activist plan in which pro-cannabis activists said they were going to go to Washington and form a human chain, literally holding hand-to-hand all the way around the Justice Department building, the Robert F. Kennedy Justice Department Center, daring that evil little elf, that nasty little hillbilly, Jeff Sessions, to cross the picket line and violate the president's pledge to support legalized marijuana. I love this kind of nonviolent citizen action. And I hope it's coming up on April 20th. That would be 420. Thank you so much for joining us here at the War Room, Patrick Moore. We'll be right back with more discussion of legalized cannabis and what it means for America.
They use use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nason iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nason iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nason iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return of the Republic.
Welcome back to the War Room.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Roger Stone. You are tuned in to a discussion of medicinal marijuana. But before we go there, my look today is, of course, a total homage to Hunter Thompson. While we're at it, I want to get Owen Schroyer's interpretation of the fact that despite his earlier tweets the Trump administration seems to be backing down from the brink of war in Syria. As the real Donald Trump, the non-interventionist, reasserts himself, it appears to be rejecting the advice of the neocons and hawks that people his intelligence agency and his military command. Owen, what do you think?
Well, I think it makes more sense now on Friday, Roger, than it did on Monday, considering the series of events that we've seen, because you have to take into consideration that the deep state is in panic mode right now. Whatever you think about Trump, positive or negative, Trump is not the establishment. He is not the deep state. He is not a globalist. He is an independent American citizen that wants to be the president of the United States, not hand the United States over to some global kleptocracy to then be ruled by a one world government that they will call the UN. So the deep state's in this total panic. And while over the weekend, after seeing the events in Syria, seeing Trump's response and looking like we're going to World War III, we started to panic because we didn't want World War III. And we assumed in our panic that we would be joined in the outrage by the left, by the political left and by the liberal media left that has always hung their hat on being anti-war, anti-intervention. But what we found out is that we're actually a voice in the wilderness. We got no support from liberal media. We got no anti-war rhetoric from the Democrats. And so then we sit here and we realize, wow, Trump just showed the entire world how fake and phony the liberal media press is that used to be anti-war, now is calling for the war drums. But then it made even more sense, Roger. Again, when you look at all the developments this week, the Inspector General just releases his report. James Comey book coming out. He's going to have the video on ABC. Robert Mueller goes into Michael Cohen's house, hotel, and office and raids him. They're now saying he's under a criminal investigation. So then it starts to make sense, and you realize, okay, of course the deep state would plan a false flag attack in Syria at this time. While Trump is in the middle of a storm domestically, they think that they can keep him distracted with everything he's dealing with domestically, get him to go for a false flag and get another big intervention, big war going in the Middle East that will then end up deteriorating his entire agenda anyway, because we then end up having to focus on World War III instead of actually rebuilding this country's infrastructure, this country's economy, which is what the Trump agenda is. But then it starts to make sense as everything kind of starts to collapse under them. John Brennan is freaking out. Everybody from the left is freaking out. Liberal media doesn't know what to do. And I think it all starts to make more sense now that this whole week, the deep state thought that they could bring Trump down. They had more confidence this week that they could bring Trump down than any time before. And it looks here on Friday like they have failed, Roger. Another example of how they have failed. So the question now becomes, what do they do next as they get more and more desperate? I mean, trying to start World War III over Syria is about as desperate as it gets. Looks like they're going to fail there. What will they do next? Are they going to start launching more bombs, bioweapons attacks? I mean, you know, who knows what they could do? But again, once we step back and we look at the entire series of events this weekend, Roger, or this whole week, Roger, I think it really shows you that the deep state is now throwing everything they can against Trump, hoping they can cripple him, hoping they can steer him into a world war, hoping that they can get the American public against him, hoping they can impeach him, and they just keep failing, Roger. They just keep failing. So what will they do next?
You know, I think they're going to try this on, see what you think. How about a fake gas attack? You're going to love this. Listen to this. Assad gassed his own people, Mr. President. He killed all these children. It's such an obvious strategy, so obvious that they've now done it three times, and nobody's buying. I'm glad you brought up one important thing, and that is James Comey's book tour. He'll be in New York City on April 18th. So will we, Info Warriors across the New York area. Join us for the Greet Lion Jim Comey rally outside his book signing. Whether you're for New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island, the boroughs, Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, or Manhattan, if you're a true believing patriot, join us to greet Lion Jim Comey in New York City. Stay tuned For details, we will be there. We want you to join us.
And that's what they're scared of more than anything, is we the people. And we the people put Trump in, not the deep state. The deep state has been putting presidents in office for as long as I've been alive, just since 1989. And that's not going on anymore. We're not getting the Clinton implants. We're not getting the Bush implants. We're not getting the Obama implants. We elected Donald Trump. We didn't have the deep state select Donald Trump. They hate Donald Trump. And so for James Comey to go to a book signing in New York City and have hundreds of people out there protesting him, that strikes fear into him unlike anything you've ever seen. Of course, Roger, let's not forget that James Comey said it was possible that Trump was with hookers peeing on each other in this interview. So I'm just saying it's possible that James Comey sucks on a nummy and pretends he's a Oompa Loompa every Wednesday night. It's just a potential possibility that James Comey paints his face yellow every Thursday night and pretends he's Big Bird and jumps around. I mean, it's a possibility.
Lordy, he's a liar. The key thing is he must be confronted in New York on April 18th. Peaceful assembly. Confront lying Jim Comey with his lying, his leaking, and his myriad of crimes. The only place this guy's going is a federal penitentiary. He's busted. This guy makes J. Edgar Hoover look like an angel. He's a fraud, an inside man, a con artist. Lordy, he's busted. We've got the facts. He said under oath that he had never anonymously leaked confidential information that he admitted he leaked to the New York Times through a friend. That's perjury. He should be arrested this afternoon and prosecuted. It's a material lie, but it's only the tip of the spear. It's lie after lie after lie. It's crime after crime. We're going to get into HSBC, where he takes massive payoffs for letting that company do money laundering and pay no legal penalty other than a piddling fine that they laugh at. That's a criminal activity where he lined his own pockets using his official capacity. So he's not only a liar, he's a leaker, but he's also a crook. That's the real Jim Comey. Join us in New York. The more people there to greet and confront lying Jim Comey, the better the publicity for the rest of his tour. Everywhere Jim Comey goes, whether you're a Proud Boy, whether you're a Patriot, whether the InfoWar, we will be there to greet lying Jim Comey. Joining us now, our legal analyst, Tyler Nixon, who can weigh in for a moment on his close observation target, Jim Comey. And then we'll talk about the implications of this extraordinary deal between Senator Cory Gardner and the Trump administration on state legalized marijuana. Tyler, welcome to the War Room.
It's good to be with you and Owen, as always, Roger. I can't top your tirade there on Jim Comey. He's an absolute disgrace. He should be behind bars, frankly. He's a hypocrite. He's a gawky, goofy giraffe, as far as I'm concerned, who deserves, you know, what's coming to him. I mean, he really thinks he dances between the raindrops, as all these deep statists do. He did Hillary's bidding, and he's going to pay the price for it. There's going to be nobody to protect him this time. Let's hope.
Well, April 18th, bring your handcuffs, as many as possible. Bring the handcuffs, because lying Jim Comey has to be confronted, and we have to have a peaceful protest to let people know that his record must be examined. Leaking, lying, corruption. This guy is a deep state quisling, a hitman. And when he says, Lordy, and he goes on with George Stephanopoulos not wearing a necktie, he fools no one. He's not a regular guy. He's a creep. So, come out on April 18th. Watch us carefully here at InfoWars for the details. We want the biggest possible crowd of InfoWarriors and other protests to greet lying Jim Comey. So, tell us your take on this deal today,
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats,
and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
There's nothing that I like better than when I was in Washington, D.C., when Alex Jones and I invaded the swamp. Of watching the libtards' heads literally explode in a pink mist at the mere sight of Alex Jones, Patriot. It's extraordinary to see how just the presence of Alex Jones or myself triggers the libtards. It's heartening. This fellow Kepler with Comedy Central, big problem, not funny. Guy he sent, also not funny. The clip of he and Alex Jones.
Oh, hey, Roger, I got to interrupt. I mean, the guy looks hilarious. I mean, come on, the guy clearly looks hilarious.
Well, if you're speaking of douchebaggery, but that's about it. I mean, look, the guy's a jerk. Let me put in a quick word here for the InfoWars store, because it's important to recognize that if you like our extended coverage here at the War Rooms, if you like the stories we cover, if you like Owen Schroyer's neckties, if you like The Real News with David Knight, these things are only possible through your patronage at the InfoWars.com store. So please visit the store today. If you're not looking for one of our great nutraceutical products, you can go to the donate button to help us fight these multi-million dollar lawsuits that are meant to cripple us here and knock us off the internet. Find the donate button. Your contribution of $25, $50, $100, $250, $500, or even 1,000 smackaroonies would really help us here at InfoWars. So let's go back to our analyst, Tyler Nixon. Before we were so rudely interrupted, I was asking you the impact of both the announcement that former Republican Speaker John Boehner would now support complete legalization of marijuana in the U.S. Congress, and the announcement that Senator Cory Gardner of your current home state of Colorado and Donald Trump have reached agreement on the way forward for state legalized marijuana, humiliating that demented elf, Jeff Sessions, a hillbilly throwback to the idea that marijuana is a gateway drug.
Well, first of all, I just took my brain force. So, you know, thank you for reminding me to do that. But this has been a lot of progress, Roger, this week. And by the way, I just have to, while I have a few minutes here, to say that I literally felt almost sorry for that jackass from Comedy Central when I watched Alex just dismantle this guy and then just take it to the next level. I mean, it was classic. I mean, if you think that you're just going to approach Alex Jones and be able to like push him around and get him boxed in or create the clips that you need to edit down to make him look like a fool. Well, the joke is on you, my friend, because man, that was just brutal. Oh my God. He was just feeding him the brain force at the end. Like literally, like, I mean, the guy literally went from being an arrogant ass, accosting Alex down to like, groveling and almost just destroyed at the end. I mean, if you look at his expression when he was trying to get into the event, well, I just almost felt sorry for him, but I didn't. I didn't feel sorry for him because he's an ass. Anyway, moving on to the topic of the day. Yes, Senator Cory Gardner is up for reelection this year here in Colorado, and he faces a tough battle, frankly. His recent polls show his approval ratings to be subpar at best for anyone who's going to hope to be reelected to the United States Senate. And he absolutely needed to step up and use the force of his office and finally get off the fence. I think he had not been hostile to the industry or to the emerging cannabis marketplace, but he certainly hadn't been exactly an ally per se or an advocate. And in this case, he put it all on the line. He held up judicial appointments, which of course, you know, were near and dear to Jeff Sessions' heart, getting all these people into place to be, you know, in various positions in the Justice Department. And I think, you know, that finally lit a fire up under Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions, unfortunately, I don't think is someone who, well, let's put it this way. I think there's two categories of people who oppose cannabis at this. Well, there's, you know, three categories. There's one is you're just a complete idiot. The second is that you're a troglodytic reactionary elf, as you would say, as you called Jeff Sessions, meaning you have some pseudo moral, I don't know what, you know, the old saw that, you know, that the type of people like Jeff Sessions live in fear that somewhere somebody might actually be having fun or, you know, enjoying life or alleviating pain. So that's your Jeff Sessions. I think you get this pseudo moral Bible thumping, not Bible thumping in a good way, but, you know, sort of backwater, holy roller, whatever. And then you have the people who are looking out to protect potentially competitive industries, pharmaceutical industry, alcohol, you know, beer, wine, what have you. And then also we see it, I'm sure, in the textile industry now with the Hemp Farming Act of 2018 introduced by Senator McConnell. Well, we're seeing breakthroughs, I think, and John Boehner would fall, I think, into the category of people who had no particular moral predilections about people using cannabis for recreation or medical or otherwise, but certainly was no friend, always voted to reauthorize and to empower the war against cannabis, the war against cannabis users, the people who were in prison for many years, you know, the atrocities that have been committed against humanity by the federal government over a plant. Definitely Boehner falls in that category. So I'm very dubious about his sudden reversal and entrance into the cannabis marketplace. You know, as far as I'm concerned, what he would be doing would be shilling for a corporate cartel, which if you noticed in Ohio, they've really, really, they're on their way to botching the entire thing. as far as decriminalizing, as far as bringing medical into the situation, much less recreational. They originally tried to pass something that was an absolutely absurd protectionist type thing, which only had a couple of licensees. There was this, again, a cartel came in and tried to take it over. Fortunately, the voters, the people of Ohio, pushed back on that. They did eventually pass something, but same deal. I think it's been botched, and particularly by the odious so-called Republican Governor John Kasich, who I remember along with Boehner from the days of the Republican Revolution working alongside Newt Gingrich, only being dragged along, and being in where they were in that revolution just by happenstance, not because they hold any particular conservative ideological or libertarian viewpoints. But the bottom line is that look, they're going to botch it. I mean, you get Boehner involved, you get these guys, they're looking to assert corporate interests, and when I say corporate, I don't mean good corporate. I mean, look, corporations are just associations of people. I'm talking the crony corporatist types who want to basically create licensing structures. They want to create regulatory structures that box out the average person, that box out, competition, and make sure that the industry is in the hands, as many alleged on Twitter and so forth when Boehner came out, a bunch of rich old white men who decided they could make money from this. And therefore, now suddenly they've seen the light, with Jeff Sessions, of course, being a drag on the whole thing, which in many ways buys time for them to set up their shop and to suddenly have their reversals of their opinion on the issue. I don't think anybody, it should be an open free market. Nobody should be excluded from it. Roger, I think that, for all the advocacy you've done, what they try to do to you in terms of the so-called boycott was disgraceful and frankly disgusting, the depths they took it to. And I think there's plenty of libertarians, plenty of Trump supporters in the cannabis industry, and there will be plenty more now that he has promised Senator Cory Gardner and committed during his presidency, because let's face it, he hasn't weighed in. I mean, back in 2000, when you were running him with the Reform Party, Roger, he called the war on drugs a colossal failure. The war on drugs, not just the war on cannabis. So unfortunately, he's not evolved in the right direction. But thanks to your support and to the support of, I think, the people like Cory Gardner, we've managed to get at least him committing. The question is, will Jeff Sessions go along with it? And it's just yet another reason to fire Jeff Sessions, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, Tyler Nixon. Did you ever notice, Owen, how Tyler literally never stops for air? A terrific analysis of our current situation.
I hope it was worth it.
It was terrific. I'm pleased that the president's that our efforts at the United States Cannabis Coalition to convince the president to honor his commitment to support state legalized cannabis for medicinal purposes, to let the people decide, is turning out to be rock solid. And I'm excited about this deal. Owen, with just a few
minutes, Roger. I was just going to say, Owen, I just want to say, I love your passion, my friend. You keep it up. Don't worry about raising your voice. Don't worry about getting loud. That's what we need.
Excellent. Well, Owen's the more understated half of this duo today. I'm delighted to be with my colleagues, Tyler Nixon and Owen. Owen, final thoughts here in our last 47 seconds of the War Room?
Yeah, just philosophically for me, and I feel like most Americans would feel the same way. You know what? If I want to go to my backyard and smoke a joint, that's none of the government's business. In fact, if you want to go ruin your life by injecting heroin into your veins, that's none of the government's business. The only reason the government gets involved in all this stuff is for total control. That's why they ignore pharmaceutical industries and Western medicine industries that kill millions of people a year, but attack medical marijuana and marijuana that is virtually responsible for zero deaths. That shows you it's all about control. It's all about an agenda, not about reality.
Thanks for joining us here.
Take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Infowars.com forward slash.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, I've got a few house cleaning issues I need to address before I sign off. And Joel Gilbert takes over with Larry Klayman from FreedomWatchUSA.org. They've got news they want to break down. I want to let all of our audience know that tomorrow, Oath Keepers have planned multiple Second Amendment rallies. In fact, one at every state capital. So there'll be one here in Austin, Texas, one in Springfield, Missouri. The list goes on and on. So go to your state capitol and march for your Second Amendment rights, the Second Amendment rallies for oathkeepers.org at state capitals tomorrow. And depending on your time zone is when the march begins. 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central, noon Mountain, and 11 Pacific. And so that is tomorrow at all state capitals. Actually, I think there was one state capital that canceled it. It was either Arizona or Florida or something because they already had a previous event scheduled. So make sure you go and look at the event page at oathkeepers.org to get the information about that. Okay. Now, let me run this clip. Roll clip 10. This shows you everything that's wrong with certain Democrat politicians right here.
You said in a speech that
this is Cory
Booker in America that endorses perversion and calls it an alternative lifestyle. Those are your words. Is being gay a perversion?
Senator, I when I was a politician, I had a very clear view on whether it was appropriate for two same-sex persons to marry. I stand by that.
So you do not believe it's appropriate for two gay people to marry?
Senator, I continue to hold that view. It's the same view.
And so people in the State Department, I met some in Africa, that are married under your leadership. You do not believe that that should be allowed.
You're not allowed to have that belief. You're not allowed to believe anything I don't believe.
It's the case we have married.
I'm Cory Booker, an open-minded Democrat. And you believe something different than me, so F you.
You believe that gay sex is a perversion? Yes or no?
Senator, if I can...
Yes or no, sir. Do you believe that gay sex is a perversion?
Pull it down. Oh, my gosh. You know what? Just get it off the screen. I'm going to start yelling. I don't want to yell today. Cory Booker is such a piece of crap. Here's Mike Pompeo in his... They're trying to confirm him to be the Secretary of State. and Cory Booker brings up his religious beliefs. Why? Think about that. Because the left wants to demonize people based on their religious beliefs and then say they're for religious freedom. The left claims they're open-minded and tolerant, but then as soon as you have a different belief about gay marriage or anything, they jump on you and say you're not qualified. So here's Mike Pompeo, sterling record, should become the Secretary of State, no problem. But whoa, here's Cory Booker, the thought police, to say, hey, buddy, easy. You said gay sex is a perversion. You're not suited for this position. Not in my government. I'm Cory Booker. This is my government. And so once again, showing how the left is the thought police, the left are the authoritarians, the left are the closed-minded people. And even Pompeo's like, yeah, I don't believe that I think gay sex is a perversion, but it has nothing to do with what I do at office in the office. It has nothing to do with my politics now. I'm not in the political ring of deciding legislation. I'm the Secretary of State. I've got totally different duties. And even when I was a politician, I don't care if people are gay. It's just for representing the people of Kansas, they felt this way, and that's why they voted me in. But here's Cory Booker, another Democrat who thinks he's the stalwart, the arbiter of who should be in office and who shouldn't be based on your religion and your feelings, then claim they're the open-minded, tolerant one and are open-minded to everyone's feelings. And then you have the opposition. I don't even want to play this. All I'm going to say is it's hilarious. They take things, look, the latest example of the opposition editing the street interview with Alex and then putting me into it, I wasn't even in D.C., and they injected me into it. That's how desperate they are. I wasn't even there, and now I'm demonized in it.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Okay, welcome back to the War Room. Joel Gilbert back with you again right from the left coast here in Los Angeles. There's so much happening with the Mueller persecution, DOJ corruption, FBI corruption, the raid of Michael Cohen, his offices, President Trump's personal lawyer. 2 days later, we find out, lo and behold, oh, what a coincidence that Elliot Broidy was also represented by Michael Cohen, and apparently paid some hush money, the RNC finance chairman, to a to someone he had an affair with. It appears that the raid on Michael Cohen's office was a politically motivated raid, really to get opposition research so the Mueller team could leak it to the media over the next few months, little by little, to try to embarrass the president and give the Democrats talking points for the midterms. Now, no expert is any better on the DOJ and corruption than attorney Larry Klayman. He's the founder of Judicial Watch, Freedom Watch. He's known for his strong public advocacy and ethics and freedoms. Larry Klayman became so famous for fighting corruption that even NBC had to create a character named after him in West Wing. Larry Klayman's book, of course, been around for a while, Whores, Why and How I Came to Fight the Establishment. We've got a full hour to break down all of the DOJ corruption, Mueller persecution, federal judge corruption, And we're going to be taking calls throughout the hour. You can call in at 888-201-2244. Again, 888-201-2244. Let me welcome Larry Klayman to the War Room. How are you, Larry?
Thank you, my good friend, Joel. Nice to hear from you. Thank you for that introduction. You're a freedom fighter as well. That's why we're friends.
Thank you so much. You bet. Well, we're both out here. Sometimes I know you're in the left coast. Sometimes you're in Washington, and it's good to catch up with you. There's just so much going on. We got a full hour to break it down. Let's start with, we just had the Andrew McCabe report drop, and you wrote an op-ed where you said there's an evil cloud hovering over our nation's capital filled with hypocrisy, dishonesty, and illegality. And you also said it's time that people responsible for the jihad against President Trump be held accountable. Was the drop of the McCabe report the beginning of accountability and the counterattack?
Well, it came from the Inspector General of the Justice Department, Joel, my alma mater, as you know. And from what I've read so far, I haven't seen the report. It could have gone a lot further. And of course, there is this tendency, more than a tendency, of circling the wagons at the Justice Department to protect their own. They only go so far. And Andrew McCabe, James Comey, Robert Mueller, all Justice Department people, past, present, and hopefully not future, they all need to be subject to a grand jury. They need to be indicted. They need to be tried. They need to be convicted. They need to be thrown in prison, frankly, for what they've done, because they have destroyed any sense of an equal justice system in this country. They have been trying to take down the president of the United States with no basis at all, dealing with alleged relationships that he had even before he became president, which is absurd. And if I'm named special counsel, and I have a petition on our website, as you know, we talked about it last time, at freedomwatchusa.org, and I hope people will inundate the White House in addition to signing that petition requesting that I be made special counsel. I pledge to all of the viewers and all of our supporters and patriots throughout this country that I'll risk my life to get these people tried and convicted. And that goes for Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, George Soros, radical black leaders, radical leaders of other groups that are trying to destroy this country, such as Antifa. We already have lawsuits at Freedom Watch about that. But with criminal powers of the Justice Department behind me, we can clean out this rat's nest in Washington, D.C. Because clearly the president's lawyers, they're very timid. Jay Sekulow is a really nice guy, and I know him, but he's a really religious rights lawyer. He's not a criminal defense lawyer. Ty Cobb, the other lawyer, the grandson of the great baseball player Ty Cobb, well, he struck out, ironically, and he's not a loyalist. He's a Democrat. He represented John Wong, the suspected spy in the 90s in the ChinaGate scandal that we helped trigger at Judicial Watch at the time. So we need some strong legal help here. And the IG, to get back to that, the Inspector General of the Justice Department, is basically just kind of warmed over pudding. It's not strong enough. We need really strong action at this point to save the country.
Okay, let's touch on the raid instigated by Mueller's team onto Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen. How rare is it for investigators to actually raid an office, a home, a hotel room of an attorney who's representing someone they're dealing with on a current matter, especially an attorney of the president of the United States? How rare is this? And how could this happen with a federal judiciary in place and the Constitution to protect us? Was the raid rubber stamped by a court? And what do you think, and how rare was this?
This is what scares me. And you made reference to the column that I wrote today that's going to be on WND.com and on FreedomWatchUSA.org. We had a radio show today. You're on it frequently, Joel, on Radio America, called Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. And I'm talking about the people who are primarily responsible for bringing this country down, Robert Mueller, James Comey. We've got Attorney General Sessions that sits there twiddling his thumbs because he's afraid he's going to wind up getting indicted by Mueller for alleged obstruction of justice and Russian collusion. Of course, you have Rod Rosenstein, who I now call Frankenstein, because he walks around brain dead. He just wants to go along to get along. He's a swamp creature that depended on both establishments and both political parties to get his job. But the thing that really gets under my skin, the thing that really gets me upset, because I do believe in the justice system. That's why I run Freedom Watch. And it's why I ran for U.S. attorney myself many years ago as a young lawyer, is that these judges, they're there to protect us. That's what the founding fathers put them in place to do, gave them life tenure to do that. And instead, they scratched the backs of the politicians, the senators, the presidents who got them their jobs. And right now, you've got about 90% of the federal judiciary who are Clinton and Obama appointees. They simply rubber stamp what goes on. I want to know the judge who signed the warrant that allowed this outrageous intrusion of privacy and the Fourth Amendment into the office of Michael Cohen, the president's lawyer. I want to know the judges who signed the FISA warrants, who allowed for the illegal wiretaps in the Trump Tower, and who have been rubber stamping mass surveillance on the American people for years by the NSA, CIA, and FBI. These judges should be the first, when a revolution breaks out, and it surely will, to figuratively be taken to the guillotines. They're more guilty. They're more culpable than even these criminals themselves, because they took an oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution. And instead, they have become the yes men of the politicians that have gotten them their jobs. And they bow down to these politicians because they have to pay back getting a federal judgeship. And many of them want to go higher up in the chain. They want to go to an appellate court or the Supreme Court or an appointment in the White House. And they simply scratch the backs of those in power in Washington, D.C. It's an absolute disgrace. It's an outrage. And it's why this country is defenseless right now. We don't have the protection of a federal judiciary that will obey and enforce the rule of law and our Constitution. And that goes not just for liberals and the left. It goes for a lot of conservative judges, too, who are afraid of their shadow to do anything.
Well, Larry, that almost kind of reminds me of the state of the media in our country. Most people working in the press, especially the high-profile leftist media, they don't want to offend anybody in the Democrat Party. They don't want to offend Barack Obama. And they're angling to get a job in the administration, typically. It's very similar to what you're talking about on the judgeships. They're looking to gain favor for personal benefit rather than doing their job of all these journalists that refuse to report on Barack Obama's background, who he was, or report about all the radical agenda taking place that nobody voted for. We're going to come back
in a couple minutes
and more of Larry. We're going to come back. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Larry Klayman. We've got a lot to talk about. We're just getting started here at the War Room.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, they take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
Did President Trump nearly fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller in December 2017 after the publication of some fake news? According to a New York Times article published this week, Trump told advisors to fire Mueller following reports the Special Counsel's office subpoenaed his bank records. The Times reported that Trump believed the subpoenas crossed a red line he'd set for the Mueller probe. The stories about the bank subpoenas, which appeared in the Wall Street Journal, Reuters, and Bloomberg, turned out to be inaccurate, and the outlets issued a correction, noting the subpoenas were for bank records of Trump associates. This week, the president tweeted, "If I wanted to fire Robert Mueller in December, as reported by the failing New York Times, I would have fired him. Just more fake news from a biased newspaper." And this isn't the first time that the New York Times has reported that the president considered firing Mueller. The Times reported that the president demanded White House counsel Don McGahn fire Mueller in June 2017, but Trump backed down after McGahn threatened to resign. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Filmmaker Joel Gilbert here with you right from the left coast here in Los Angeles. This is the 34th final hour of the emergency broadcast of InfoWars' Alex Jones show, which he started to try to prevent a war with Russia. And this is the culmination, the final hour. We're so happy to have with us Larry Klayman, founder of Judicial Watch. He runs now Freedom Watch. Conservative warrior on the front lines, in the courts, trying to enforce our rights and stop government abuses. We're back with Larry Klayman. We're going to be taking calls, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244 in this final hour of the emergency broadcast. Larry, you're on the front lines, in the courts. Give us an example of something you've experienced, maybe a recent case, where you thought the courts would stop the abuse of power, and tell us what the results were and why.
I'll give you a good example. We drew a judge about 4 years ago, Richard Leon, of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. He was very courageous, and he issued two preliminary injunctions on my behalf and my client's behalf, ordering the National Security Agency, then run by Barack Obama's deep state, which of course it still is, to stop mass surveillance on the American people. It was after Edward Snowden revealed this mass surveillance. It was after James Clapper, director of national intelligence, was caught lying about it under oath to Congress. Well, he did this. And these cases continued on. It resulted in a new law called the USA Freedom Act, which amended the Patriot Act, which put in a few protections. But we found out in the last year and a half that, in fact, the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI didn't obey that law. They continued to violate the Fourth Amendment rights of Americans, and not just President Trump, but many other people. They got into my cell phone again. They were downloading my files. One morning that I got up, a whistleblower that I was representing at the time, Dennis Montgomery, his computer was hacked. So we filed another lawsuit, and we had it assigned to Leon. Well, Montgomery had told me that Leon had actually been surveilled himself, because Montgomery left with 47 hard drives, 600 million pages of information showing the surveillance on President Trump, on prominent businessmen, on yours truly, 156 judges, and even the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Well, these cases sat in front of Leon for several years, and just recently, he dismissed them without any cause. We never even got discovery. The case did not move forward. And I suspect that what's happened, and I asked him a question three times in pleadings. I said, Your Honor, we're grateful for what you did, but please let us know if you've been in communication, if you've had what lawyers call ex parte contacts with these deep state intelligence agencies. And he wouldn't answer the question. Instead, he made a flippant remark about me and believing that there was a deep state, like I was some conspiratorial theorist. Well, this week, I filed complaints against the judge. Now, he's a conservative judge, and I point that out because it's not just the left. The left is primarily responsible. But these conservative judges are afraid. They're not following the Constitution. They're not standing up for the American people. I know of only one who has the courage, Royce Lamberth of that same court. But the left is even worse. And you've got Amy Berman Jackson over there that's putting the screws to Paul Manafort's, rubber stamping everything that Mueller wants. The poor guy is still under house arrest after 6 months, and he's willing to post $10 million in bail. He's not a flight risk. He's not a threat to anybody. You've got these judges who are rubber stamping FISA warrants to wiretap the president and to basically invade, like it was the KGB, the office of Michael Cohen. And we don't know who these judges are yet. They're being protected. And they are most likely all Clinton and Obama appointees. 90% of the federal judiciary are leftist judges, and they are a real threat to our country. And I have this judge, Amy Berman Jackson, I've got her up on appeal in a number of cases, and one of them deals with Hillary Clinton and the use of her private email server, where it was intercepted, it was violated. That gave rise to the coordinates of Ambassador Chris Stevens. The terrorist got that, probably from Iran or some other adversarial power, maybe Russia, maybe China, maybe North Korea. And as a result, the ambassador died and two of our client's sons, Patricia Smith and Charles Woods' sons, were killed, Ty Woods and Sean Smith, who were working with the ambassador undercover in Benghazi. Now, that case was dismissed on Memorial Day, Joel. It was an affront to Gold Star parents. This is a highly leftist political hack judge who also has the Manafort prosecution. And in fact, Hillary Clinton has no immunity. She defamed our client. She called them liars, that they had misrepresented what she told them, which was that these were Muslims out on a walk in the woods, so to speak, as she put it in front of Congress, that were mad about a video of Muhammad when she knew that it was al-Qaeda. She did that during her presidential campaign. We're going to have this reversed and sent back. But this is what you're dealing with in the courts. And that's why I started Judicial Watch in 1994, to watch judges. And it's gotten much, much worse. And we're now doing what Judicial Watch used to do. They're mostly doing Freedom of Information Act requests. They're doing not such heavy lifting. We do the heavy lifting at Freedom Watch, and it's why I want to be appointed special counsel, because I'll finish this off. These people will be held accountable, as I write today.
All right, everyone, please check out that website and sign the petition. I would like you to expand on something you touched on. I believe you said something to the effect that these judges may be under surveillance as well, and maybe is the deep state, what I call the police state, because my bank accounts have been invaded. I've been pulled off airplanes. I've had IRS deny my tax returns, the whole thing. FEC investigation, because I made a film on Barack Obama's real background, that his father was not the Kenyan Obama, but I exposed him as a radicalized individual who was radicalized by his real father, Frank Marshall Davis, a Russian agent. But people wonder about John Roberts, conservative judge, voted for Obamacare. Do you think that they had something on him and they controlled Justice Roberts to go ahead and pass this law that everyone thought there's no way he's going to vote for it?
I do believe that, Joel, and I believe they did that with Judge Leon. And I filed cases with regard to that. I now have a complaint at the Inspector General for Leon, at the Office of Professional Responsibility of the Justice Department for Leon, because the FBI, which is part of the Justice Department, obviously communicated with him behind my back, ex parte. That's unethical. It's illegal. Okay, and they probably coerced him.
Much,
and I believe
you're
they
saying something much worse. It's much worse if you're saying that the deep state with all this NSA surveillance state actually can surveil the judges every time they go on a website, whoever they email, They can just call up a judge and say, we need you to sit on this case for 3 years or we're going to leak this information. How rampant do you think that could possibly be? Because that is a big danger.
No, I think it's rampant. I do think it's rampant. And even if there's no direct communication that we've got this dirt on you, Mr. Judge or Miss Judge, the fact that they're out there and we know that this is happening keeps these judges in check, and it keeps other government officials in check. Sessions, he was likely wiretapped when they had those illegal wiretaps that were generated by the Steele dossier on the Trump Tower. They probably have him on tape. He may be on tape with Michael Cohen. And that's why these people are inert. They pretend that they're doing something, but they're not. You know, watch them on Fox News. This is why I love InfoWars, because we don't shade it here. We tell it like it is. But Fox News, everything is shaded.
Okay, with that, let's tell the Larry, truth. We're going to come right back. We're going to come right back with Larry after this break, and we're going to take Justin's call in Houston and more calls coming right back on the War Room.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15, $20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
Joel Gilbert back with you right from the left coast here in Los Angeles. Don't forget to go to the Alex Jones store. Get the Art of the Insult. Donald Trump, the Art of the Insult in the Alex Jones store only. Support the resistance. Support InfoWars. We want to thank everybody. This is the 34th hour of the emergency broadcast of the Alex Jones show, trying to stop a war with Russia and bring truth and what's really happening to the American people. We're back with Larry Klayman for the rest of the hour, founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. Go to freedomwatchusa.org, sign his petition to make Larry the special counsel. Larry, let's go right to our first caller. We're going to take Justin in Houston. Go ahead with a question for Larry Klayman, please.
How you doing, sir? And it's a great privilege to talk to you, fellow gentlemen, patriots. And I appreciate all the work that Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch has done. And it seems like you've picked up the slack where our representatives and our senators should be doing. And there you are stepping up to fill that gap and make sure that these injustices are brought to light. What I'm asking is, what does it actually take to charge someone with sedition? It seems like if they've provided enough false information to bring something egregious against the government to try and disrupt our governmental processes, what would it take to charge somebody with sedition? And once we have one of those convictions, there would be a precedence to have others charged as well.
Okay, thank you.
Taking action.
Larry.
That's a very good question, Justin. It's to take an action which is contrary to the law and which harms the Republic of the United States. And in fact, we have done this. We have a citizens grand jury down in Ocala, Florida, which is where I had my campaign headquarters when I ran for the Senate in 2003. It's a very conservative place. I'm from Florida, as you may know. And we actually had a citizens grand jury, and we indicted Hillary Clinton. We indicted Barack Obama. We tried them. We had them convicted by a citizens jury, an actual Pettit jury at the time. But of course, unless you are the Department of Justice and the U.S. Marshal's Office, you don't have the ability to enforce that. And that's why it's important for me to be named special counsel. It's why, in addition to signing the petition at freedomwatchusa.org, we need 100,000 signatures. Right now we have about 20,000 to get the attention of President Trump. I urge everybody to send him letters and emails at the White House and urge that I be appointed, because there's no other lawyer in this country, if I do say so myself, that's willing to take the risk to do this, to clean out this rat's nest, because there will be retaliation. There will be threats. There will be a price to be paid. And I believe that I have to do this. Our founding fathers did this. And I know that Alex takes this risk and that Joel takes this risk, because we say and do what we think is right. But there are very few in this country who will go the distance. And I might add, I like Fox News, you know, but it's not InfoWars. It's not freedomwatchusa.org. It's frankly, it's a little watered down, and we don't always hear the truth. I mean, I remember back a few years ago, just to give you an anecdote, that I was standing in front of the World War II Memorial with Sarah Palin and Senator Mike Lee and Senator Ted Cruz. And I was looking at the Lincoln Memorial in front of me. It was when the government was shut down and Obama was preventing veterans from going to the World War II Memorial. And I just kind of went on overdrive. It was early in the morning. It was raining. And I looked at the Lincoln Memorial and I said, you know, there was a great man. There was Martin Luther King. He stood for all the people. Our president today, Obama, stands only for his people. And right, send this message to the president. Get up off your knees, put the Quran down, and come out with your hands up. And I meant that, and it proved to be true, is that this president, this half-Muslim, sympathized not with people in this country and with Israel. He sympathized with his own people and did a lot of things that harm us. And it's coming back to haunt us right now in Syria with this alert that Alex and Joel and others are putting out, because we have a real crisis in the Middle East, and President Obama was treasonous. He should be tried for sedition. I believe that. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, they're traitors. They should be tried for sedition and thrown in jail for the rest of their lives. And that's what I would do if I was special counsel. So if you can, you know, urge people, share. Go to freedomwatchusa.org, sign the petition, and also have everyone just send emails and letters to the White House to wake the president up, because he's getting really bad advice from his lawyers, who are establishment lawyers who don't want to make waves because they're more concerned about their own future in the legal community in Washington, D.C., than the president of the United States himself and the well-being of this country. I believe that.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Justin, for calling. Larry, I want to talk about attorney-client privilege. The violation of attorney-client privilege by the Mueller team through the New York Attorney General's office. How big a deal is this, and how deleterious an effect does this have on the future of justice and the ability for people to maintain that lawyer-client relationship?
It's the worst thing I've seen, short of all this mass surveillance by the NSA, CIA, and FBI in many years. And, of course, the FBI is involved through the U.S. Attorney's Office. It's like a KGB police state. It's like Hitler and the SS. I mean, this is what they did. They would rip people out of their homes and send them to concentration camps. I mean, that's short of sending Michael Cohen to a concentration camp along with the president. It's getting pretty close. And this kind of government tyranny is why we fought our revolution in 1776. It's why we declared independence in my birthplace of Philadelphia. And it's why we, you know, shed blood for this country. I don't want to see blood to be shed, but I'll tell you something, Joel. If this kind of conduct continues and the left goes out, continues to go out in the streets, and they're being urged to do that right now, not just with civil disobedience, but with violence, you're going to have people on the right, militias. And of course, it's legal to be a militia. Get out there in self-defense to protect themselves. And this is going to be a bloodbath. And I don't want to see that in this country, but that's where we're headed. We may be headed for nuclear war with Russia if we do a dumb thing right now and attack Syria. But we may be headed for a civil war in our own country if we don't
come out of this trance that we're in. Yeah, what Larry is saying is, you know, what you're saying is absolutely true. When I came out with my film on Barack Obama, Dreams for My Real Father, exposing him as a complete fraud. His father is a Russian agent. He's a Marxist operative. I flew into Washington, D.C. for CPAC, and the pilot, co-pilot came and told me not to get up when we land, to stay in my seat. Four police officers pulled me off the plane when we landed and started interrogating me about different films I'd made, and then they let me go. I checked into my hotel one time in D.C., and the Capitol Police start following me all around, and they finally pull me over. So I think the average person doesn't understand that these type of tactics are tactics of KGB, Stasi, all the oppressive regimes of the communist world that rely on force to silence opposition, to use the tools of state, like the IRS in 2012 was used to interfere in the elections to prevent conservatives from organizing so Obama could win. Of course, 2016, we know the DOJ and the FBI, the tools of state, were used to try to keep one party in power. These are very, very serious violations of a constitutional republic. And people like myself and Larry, of course, Alex Jones, know all too well from our own experiences what happens when you try to expose the truth and try to just stand up and say, well, no, Barack Obama is not going to be the most transparent president. He's not going to cut the deficit in half, and he's not pro-Israel, and he's not even pro-American. So I experienced the wrath of the police state for speaking up, just like Larry has done when he's tried to oppose, as well as Alex Jones. We're going to have one more nice long segment with Larry Klayman. This is the 34th and final hour of the emergency broadcast of The Alex Jones Show. We'll see you back in about three more minutes. Back in the war room.
Senator Rand Paul is warning that the Trump haters at the FBI still have their top secret security clearance. The senator is demanding that exposed enemies of President Trump should be fired. Paul tweeted out a copy of a response he was sent in March to an earlier letter where he asked whether FBI agent Peter Strzok and FBI lawyer Lisa Page still had security clearances. And the response from FBI Assistant Director Gregory Brower reads, "All FBI employees must maintain a top secret security clearance." On a Fox News appearance, Senator Paul warned that this potentially means that the exposed officials who called Trump an idiot and a loathsome human and talked about an FBI secret society and an insurance policy for if Trump was elected can still access information regarding the investigation, posing a potential threat to national security. Paul said Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were exposed as enemies of President Trump and they need to be fired. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. This is the final segment of the 34-hour emergency transmission of the Alex Jones Show. If you've been with us for 34 hours, you are buying lots of supplements from the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars Store. So keep up the good work. Thank you for being here. We are going to talk to Ryan in California, and he's got a question for myself. And Larry Klayman is still our guest, founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch, freedomwatchusa.org, where you need to sign his petition to make Larry the special counsel. Let's go to Ryan in California. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to first make a thing. Alex and Steve Pacimi, they raised this point as to why Trump hasn't rounded everyone up yet. And I have a possible explanation. He's trying to push the Brinksman theory. So he's trying to scare everybody. And then all the people who are opposed to him, he's going to try to segregate the people that are truly committed to the cause of destroying everybody and those who aren't. The ones that aren't are going to freak out and then defect to, you know, some other side. But once everyone has revealed their cards, he's going to turn around and then basically launch a the night of long knives, if you get what I'm saying, on everybody.
Okay, I got it. Thank you for the call. Well, certainly I've talked about this a lot in my film, In the Art of the Insult. You'll see that Trump is a branding and marketing genius. His tweets, the way he calls people out, the way he changes the narrative, the way he draws a line in the sand is actually very well thought out. I think he has excellent instincts. And you have to also remember he's inherited, he calls it the swamp, but it's a much more evil police state. He inherited, of course, Barack Obama's foreign policy, where he tried to disengage from the world. Obama was the most pro-Russian president in history. The number one goal of Russian policy and Soviet policy was to get America to withdraw and not project its power around the world so that Russia could fill the vacuum and do as it wished in Crimea and Syria, in Ukraine. Obama was obeying Russian policy. I've made the case that you see James Comey say, or Brennan says, I think the Russians have something on Donald Trump. Well, there was no question, and I talked about this for years, that the Russians had something on Barack Obama, that his real father was not the Kenyan goat herder. His real father was a Russian agent. And this would have destroyed his ability to run for re-election had they leaked it. So I think Obama was under the control of the Russians. And if you look at his pro-Russia policies, it's very hard to argue otherwise. Larry, I know you're an international lawyer. Can you give us some insight on perhaps what you think Trump can do and accomplish internationally, given the difficult position that Obama put the country into for 8 years?
With regard to what's going on right now in Syria, he should give Israel a free hand and let them take care of it. The threat there is Hezbollah, Hamas in Gaza, and the Iranians who have infiltrated Syria. So let Israel do what needs to be done. We should stay out of it, I believe. If they want to kill themselves, there's nothing we can do with it. I'm not so convinced that the rebels didn't, even as Putin said, set off those chemical attacks. It would be something that would be logical to get the world to back them in a desperate situation. And with regard to North Korea, you have to go to the brink here. And this negotiation that we're entering into cannot last for more than a week or two, because the British intelligence have said, and they're much better than we are at it, is that they're going to have the capability of delivering a nuclear weapon by an intercontinental ballistic missile within 5.5 months from now. That was 2 weeks ago they made that prediction. So he's got to move quick, and he can't be deceived by Kim Jong-un. And with regard to Iran, he should also just simply abrogate that treaty and put, you know, his foot to the pedal here and tell them, you know, either you sign an agreement that you'll never have nuclear arms and that you will not engage in terrorism, or frankly, we'll blow you up rather than the Soviet Union. These were the people that should be, these are the countries that should be focused on not provoking an attack with Russia. In fact, because of the neglect of the Obama administration with the military, their technology today with regard to nuclear weapons is greater than our own. Our missiles are rotting in silos in North Dakota. We don't even know if they work to a large extent. Russia is more powerful than we are. Now is not the time to provoke them.
Okay. And okay, we got about 5 minutes left with Larry Klayman. Again, this is the final 5 minutes of the 34-hour emergency transmission. We thank you all for being here. Larry, what's next in this Mueller persecution. They've got Trump's lawyer. I suppose they're trying to intimidate him. They've got all his records, every client he's ever had. We just saw Elliot Broidy, the RNC finance chairman, who was also represented by Michael Cohen. What a coincidence. 48 hours after the raid on Michael Cohen's offices, it leaks out that he paid some hush money to a Playboy model and he's resigned. Is this going to get worse and worse, or do you see a turning point where the persecution is going to stop and Trump can get on to executing his presidency without this constant harassment of the deep state?
No, Joel, this is why I've been telling the president to get new lawyers, get people outside of Washington, D.C. that'll go the distance for you, because they kept promising him it would be over Thanksgiving, it would be over Christmas, be over in January, February, March. Now it's April. We're getting into May. Mueller is going for the throat. He is an establishment creature. The Democrat establishment and the Republican establishment wants to take the president down. He is in dire jeopardy, and it's why you do need a special counsel that'll take these people out if the president's not willing to fire them himself before they get him. But I do believe that the president needs to sober up and not only get new lawyers, but he needs to get rid of Mueller, he needs to get rid of Rosenstein, and he needs to fire Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He has the authority to do it. Don't worry about impeachment. You'll never get convicted in the Senate. In any event, you got to do what needs to be done, because he needs to focus on these crises in Iran, Korea, Syria, and the rest of the world, notwithstanding our own internal crises here, where we're nearing a civil war between right and left because of the viciousness that has ensued since this president has been elected.
Larry, how much do you think this whole special counsel thing is a little bit the revenge of the Clintons? I've seen Bill Clinton in interviews, even recently. He starts talking about Ken Starr was investigating him, the special counsel, for 6 years of his presidency, and he turns red. He's so angry. Could some of this be the Democrats trying to take revenge for Clinton being under investigation for so long, as well as even going back to when the FBI was breaking up the Black Panthers, Weather Underground, and all these other terrorist organizations? Is there a connection?
That's clear. You're right. It's revenge, but it's even more than that, Joel. They're trying to seize control of the country. They're Bolshevik-style 1917, trying to destroy this country, and then once they get a hold of it, they're going to build it up in their socialist-slash-communist, atheist, radical, anti-American image. I mean, look, even Bernie Sanders, he took his honeymoon in Moscow. Well, what's the left so concerned about Russia? Russia's their mecca. They want a socialist state. They want a police state. They want to squeeze God out of this country because God becomes the government. And this is their objective. So, yes, we are fighting a war, in effect, to the death. Our lives are at stake. All of our lives are at stake. And they're not going to stop with just getting rid of Trump. Once they get rid of him, Trump, they're coming at us, the conservatives, the libertarians, those who will not go along with their socialist radical views. And that's been proven over time in a variety of countries. It can happen here, and we cannot delude ourselves into thinking that it won't happen. And that's why this dual system of justice, and this is why I love this president, because he calls it as he sees it. The legal system is corrupt to the core. There's no other lawyer in this country that will discuss that or talk about that because of retaliation by judges, by other lawyers, by government officials. When I was running Judicial Watch, I had people following me home. People would show up with cameras in front of my townhome in Georgetown. I would ask the security guard, why did they get in? And he would say, yes, it was an appraiser, a property appraiser. And I would say, well, who else's house was being appraised? And he couldn't tell me. This is the modus operandi of the left, to use intelligence agencies, like you pointed out, Stasi, KGB, others, to terrorize the public. And if that public rises up, they will seek literally to chop our heads off. And we got to remember that. And that's why we need a Second Amendment to defend ourselves.
Fantastic, Larry. I appreciate your being here for the full hour. This is the final moments of the 34-hour emergency broadcast. Go to freedomwatchusa.org. Please sign Larry Klayman's petition. I think the Never Trumpers and everybody else, if you're not clear by now, you're definitely clear that had Hillary Clinton won, there would never be another free election, and that would be the end of the United States as we know it. This is the War Room. Thank you for being here. Don't forget to get The Art of the Insult in the Alex Jones store. And we'll see you next week.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.